from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We are live at Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville, Studio B, the studio they built just for us out here. Bob Walk is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Bob's appearance brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. Bob, good to talk to you again. We were just discussing the state of the team and how the Pirates have played with these good teams every single night, but the bullpen is blowing up. I mean, I hate to simplify it to that, but it sure does seem like that's a major problem at the moment. Yes?
Yeah, that's definitely the major problem. I mean, there's other things that are happening. And, you know, I think even before yesterday's game, this was kind of the theme when we were talking in the first inning about, you know, what has happened up to this point. I mean, going into the homestand, coming off that road trip, I think everybody, including myself, was pretty high. You know, I thought things were really going to start clicking, but they didn't. The offense did pretty decent. I think we were putting up runs pretty effectively. I think at times we were getting some help on that from the other team, but when doors were open, we were taking advantage of it. The big problem, other than just kind of nitpicking some other things, you know, defensively, maybe base running stuff. The big problem, obviously, we had late leads throughout that homestand to where if we would have held on to them, we would have went 5-1, which, you know, ifs and buts. But 5-1, look what our record would be right now. Look what our standing would be in the wild card. We'd be much closer to the Brewers right now. That was a pretty devastating homestand, and the easiest place and probably the most worthy place to put the blame is at the bullpen and all over the bullpen. There's only really two guys down there that pitched well.
Well, the question that we've gotten a lot, I've gotten a lot in, you know, the Post-Gazette mailbags and things, is it time to think about making Chapman the closer and moving Bednar to a lesser role until he kind of figures out what's going on? I mean, we've seen this happen a number of different teams this year in different places.
Yeah, I think that's always a tough question to answer because you've had somebody that's been extremely effective out there, one of the very best, if not the best, closer in the National League anyway. And then, this year there was some problems early on. And then he did a pretty decent job. He was able to close out 19 in a row, but even in the last couple there of the 19 in a row, he had some cushion when he came into the game, and it wasn't smooth for him, but he's still able to get the save. So something's been happening with him over the last, probably 4 or 5 appearances out there. It appears to me it's all control type problems. He just doesn't have the command that we were used to seeing him with. Almost exactly what the problem was when the season started. Just can't throw the ball where he wants to. Found the answer to it, pitched very well for a couple months straight. Needs to do it again. The thing about making this decision, though, about who to go to, we're quickly running out of time. Depending on what happens on this road trip, you know, we might be out of time in another week to 10 days. So you have to make the right decision, and you got to do it pretty quickly.
Bob Walk on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Fan Twitter also brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Bob, Key Brian Hayes continues to be an issue. It's just such a mystery, unless it isn't, and it's his back. But he literally never gets an extra base hit. I think I had it the other day, maybe 4 or 5 since early May. It's mind-boggling. What are you seeing when he's at the plate?
Well, for the most part, he's just not getting the head of the bat out front. So when he does make contact with the baseball, there's no bat speed, no real good exit velocity coming off. You're just seeing a kind of a spray hitter up there right now, and most everything being sprayed the other direction. And that, now that's a good approach if all you're worried about is not striking out and wanting to get the ball put in play. There's guys that need to have more of that approach, but the key is to have some kind of a balance. There are times where, you know, you especially, we're talking about Hayes, are a guy that we need to have extra base hits. You're not going to lead the league in home run, but you're going to have to have doubles. You're going to have triples. We need you to be an RBI guy driving in runs from first base. And you got to get the head of the bat out front occasionally in order to do that and make the pitchers really make some changes too, how they pitch against you. Now, I will say this, and this is just one at bat. I don't know if it was his last one yesterday or second to the last one. He ripped the ball into the left field corner, hit the fence on a fly, hit it very hard, but it was about 2 feet foul.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember that. That's the kind of ball we're never seeing him hit. And that's why I remember it. It was just a foul ball, but it stuck in my mind because I'm not seeing him do that ever. Rip a ball down the left side. So maybe there's something there. I hope so, because, you know, just like what we were talking about with the closer situation, you can't afford right now to be without pieces for any length of time. And, you know, we've been really without Hayes' bat for most of the season. I'm talking about his, you know, his extra base bat that you're talking about. That hadn't been around. If it's going to show up, it better be soon.
Well, and the question, Bob, with Bednar and Hayes, and not looking for excuses, but do you think that they are fully healthy? Because that's the other question. There's questions about Hayes' back. Bednar obviously started the season with a lat injury that, could that be a part of what's holding them back?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, because it's a with Bednar, it's a control issue. I always think about injury. You know, there's certain reasons. I think I've talked to you guys about this before. Why, when you see a lack of command, is the player afraid of the bat? You know, is he afraid to throw strikes? The young guys can get like that. Well, that's certainly not the case of Bednar, for sure. You know, the other major case is the health thing that you just talked about, because that leads to mechanical situations where you lose, you know, your consistency of your delivery, and you get wild. The only thing I could go on with Bednar is his velocity. He's throwing as hard now as he ever had. He was throwing 98, 99 miles an hour yesterday. So the velocity is there. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that he's totally healthy. You know, there could be something else bothering him that doesn't affect anything other than, you know, maybe his follow-through, or, you know, as he's planting his front foot. And maybe that is affecting his release point of the baseball, which now it just all, you know, domino effect all the way to, well, now I can't throw the ball where I want to. So I think that it could be a possibility, but it's tough with Bednar because, one, he's throwing real hard, and two, his personality is he's never going to say a word. You know, there's a lot of guys down there, they get a hangnail, you know about it. Bednar, you're not going to know. He's going to go out there and you ask him, are you okay? Can you pitch? He'll say yes every single time. So it's tough with him. And as far as the back with Hayes, he's had back problems since he got up here in the big leagues. So, yeah, that could certainly be a possibility. But the thing is, it's not like he's been real good at certain parts during the season and then fallen off. He really hasn't done much with the bat all year. So if it's back related, and that means his back's been hurting him all season and no one's saying anything.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Bob, as far as you're concerned, should O'Neill Cruz be a shortstop in the future, or would you have him change positions?
I think he's got the last 2 months of the season to answer a lot of those questions. I don't want to make a decision on a guy that's never had a full year in the big leagues on where he can play and where he can't play. But he needs to take that big question mark away. And, you know, the theme of today's talk, it seems like, is, you know, we're running out of time for a lot of different things. Teams running out of time, blah, blah, blah. Well, he's running out of time to solidify himself as a big league shortstop. Every time he seems to take a couple steps forward, he takes a big step back. You know, shortstop's got to be kind of a team leader out there, too. Really minimize any kind of mental mistakes, you know, like jogging to first on a double and then getting thrown out at second, stuff like that. Your shortstop is a guy that ideally is a leader by example type player. And not only does he need to clean up the physical errors, I think he needs to clean up those mental errors also, if that's going to be his position.
Well, speaking of that, Joe and I had a little spirited discussion about the fact that with only 35, 40 games left, and I know that you're still ancillarily in the race, But shouldn't they take this time to figure out what they have in Henry Davis? In other words, why is he not up here at least finish the season getting major league at-bats to see where he is and what they can, you know, get out of him or what maybe they can expect from him? I mean, you've got 30 days to do it. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to continue to play Grandal at this point.
Well, I don't think they're playing Grandal very often. I think Bart is the everyday catcher. And Bart's hitting cleanup in fifth for us right now. He's a big bat. He's the catcher. So if Davis comes up here, he's either going to sit on the bench and watch, or you're going to have to find another position for him. Because right now, well, there's no way he catches in front of Bart. You're going to bench McCutchen then?
Well, I mean, again, I think that at this point, it's got to be you're getting close to the point where you got to figure out what you have for next year. That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, and I agree with you, but you're going to have to play him somewhere every day if you do that and bring him up here. Where's that spot going to be? That's the question I have no answer to, because I don't think they're going to bench McCutchen. And Bart has claimed, rightfully so, that he's the catcher. I mean, he hits. He gets big hits. He hits for power. He was a as bigger prospect for the Giants than Davis is with us. So, maybe the Pirates got lucky and got something here with Bart. But he's looking really good right now. I don't want anybody to be a catcher right now other than Bart.
No, I would agree with you. He's been very, very good. But my thing is, I think, maybe use, Henry Davis a little and Wright a little in first, some DH and once or twice catch it's more about getting him at bats than it is necessarily figuring out what he's going to be for you in the future as a fielder.
Well, yeah, I agree. If he's going to be with us in the future, he needs to have, big league time is good. That's going to help him out. I agree with you 100% on that. I just don't know right now where you're going to put him in the lineup.
Bob, we appreciate the time today. Thank you. It should be an interesting series out in L.A., your old stomping grounds. I'm sure you've been to some memorable games as a kid at Dodger Stadium and played in some, yes?
Oh, yeah. Memorable ones both ways. I have stories about Dodger Stadium that I can't even put on the air. although Vin Scully did.
Did you ever get a chance to talk to Vin Scully?
Oh, many, 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 many times, yeah. His last year, I was lucky enough to be one of the people called in to have an audience with him, which I thought was pretty cool that he would send his minions to find me and have me come and talk to him. So that was a neat thing. It really was a, I heard this guy calling games when I was, six, 7 years old, and here I am, an older man, having a conversation about baseball and life with him one-on-one in his very last year of being an announcer. He was an amazing, amazing person and really a unique, one-of-a-kind baseball announcer.
That is awesome. So if we found a little Bob Walk running around at 7 years old, I imagine you were listening to Dodger games on the radio as you went to bed each night. Who was starring for the team back then?
Oh, back then you had Koufax and Drysdale. They were the two big guys. And Johnny Roseboro was the catcher. And you had, I think, Bill Russell might have been a young rookie. Jim LaFever was there. He was a rookie of the year at one time. Willie Davis, number three in the outfield. I remember my grandfather used to yell at the radio because we'd sit around and listen to the game, and it would be late in the game, and Willie Davis would be up, and Tommy Davis also would be out there too, and he'd always yell, "Save us, Davis." That's a silly thing, but I remember that as a young boy sitting in the living room listening to the game. And him yelling at the radio, "Save us, Davis." He'd do that several times a week. As back then, Dodgers, they didn't score a lot of runs, even though they had really good pitchers.
That is awesome.
Yeah, really.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you later. Enjoy the special radio studio you have up there. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was built just for Paul. We appreciate it.
All right, man. Talk to you guys later. See you, Paul.
We'll see you.
What a great guy, huh? I always think about that. Like, what if you make it to the majors or make it to the pros, like, what people and how proud people in your family must be.
Right.
Like, I can't
imagine.
Especially
when you come back to, you know, Dodger Stadium.
Yes.
They come and watch you play in it.
Like my grandfather, if I had ever made the major, it's just unreal, yeah. Right? I would have made the major leagues and he would have got to see me play. But for people like Bob, they got to live that dream.
So I'll tell you something that's pretty cool is one of my friends at the time, she was really good friends with John Wehner.
Yeah.
So in like 91 or 92 or whatever, we went to his debut at Three River Stadium.
You know? Really?
Yes. And so afterwards, you know, we, you know, waited for him to come out, and that's when I actually first met him. You know what I'm saying? But like friends, family, like the whole neighborhood of Carrick was basically outside, you know, the player's entrance waiting for him to come out. So I actually experienced that one time, and it was pretty cool.
That's incredible. Coming up, we have a football game on our hands. Let's do some over-unders here with players none of us have heard of. Although we can also do Justin Fields and people like that for tonight. A couple of over-unders. We'll do that next as we get you ready for Steelers-Texans tonight.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.